So in our group, basically, we start to talk about this nature of temporarity, or like what kind of role could a temporary artwork or temporary action play in sustainable development of this structure. Our talk was quite much tied with the wooden structure. And there's some notes that was coming up. First of all, the talk was really good, and people came from different backgrounds, and it was very interesting. It seemed to be that like a couple of very interesting points were found out. One is that when we talked about the ecology or ecological sustainability of the site, there is this bird life sanctuary or protection reserve area. So it was quite interesting to understand that it is there because of industrialism. It's industrialism who has made this kind of lagoon or bay-like structure that was used for tying off ships, then the ships needed to get around somehow, so it made a curve on the land. And now that the ships are not coming back anymore, this lagoon has been sedimented, collecting silt. It's kind of a muddy lagoon, and this mud has become its own ecosystem. And this ecosystem is so strong that it's feeding birds. And so it's become a wildlife reserve. But it's become wildlife reserve because of industrialism. So it's a big loop. And this big loop also was suggesting to somehow learn out of that process and use that with the wooden structure. We were talking about this temporarity, and we thought that maybe, for example, this thing that somebody had burned away part of the structure is a good start in this sense that it has put in some like accident, and if you sort of understand that accident in a constructive way, it starts to open up new possibilities. We thought that maybe this hole could be fixed with fast-growing biomass. Maybe we could make a willow plantation that would cover up the hole in time of a couple of years. Maybe could use the willow for structure too, and as a bridge between these two parts. Then again, we thought that you need to make this structure safe anyhow before thinking further. Otherwise, it's kind of it's a beautiful ruin that you are just looking at, but that's not so interesting. Industrial monument, why not, but not so interesting. But it could be kind of a platform for accident, platform for temporary activities to take place, so that if we make it safe, and then just when it's safe, open it up for public. And the public would include the local communities, but also coming from different places. And they could start using it for kind of spontaneous activities that could be planted in to this structure. For example, community gardens or fishermen could have their huts and so forth. The bird people would have their headquarters there and it's kind of like a local knowledge center for different crafts and so. We also realized that it will be very hard to somehow make this participatory action happening with the local communities, and we didn't have any very good solutions how to make it happen. We just thought that if this structure is safe enough and you are able to plant in some sort of seeds, like maybe one starts a community garden and soon the Chinese will attack, and then you have a Chinese garden on top there, and then the local people will start following, who knows, and somebody catches a salmon, and word starts spreading around, and soon there starts coming small rowing boats for fishing, and another culture gets reactivated. We saw this wooden structure, little bit like this mud pool, that it could make a loop back, so in such way that human nature would get activated and get back with the river system again. Now it feels like people are a little bit disconnected with the river, probably because of industrialism, but now can get back. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco. Angus.